constructive love. Mosse Mazutra Vereda Nachman. It's a Mishnah in Shavuos. Ton of Kelim and Karkois. If I came to you with a tefillah of Kelim and Karkois, Hoyde be Kelim, the guy admitted on the Kelim, the cup of the Karkois, or Hoyde be Karkois, the cup of the Kelim Potter. Hoyde Mikdus of Karkois Potter. Why? Because you have a kfir and a time. It's like there's no three cases so far where you Potter. If you are moide and kofer and karka, you potter. If you're moide and karka alone, you potter. If you're kofer and karka alone, you potter. Miktas kelim chayev, because then you have a hedonic kfira in metaltalim alone. Rashi points out that the din of enish bon al karkois includes a sayer case whether the hedon was in karka, a sayer case whether the kfir was in karka. We actually had this in the Gemara before, in the Gemara of Shiva Karkois, but here it's beforeish. State on this Gemara, big Kiddush, by the way. Okay? State in this Gemara, big Kiddush. That, a very big Kiddush. State in this Gemara, big Kiddush. And the big Kiddush of state in this Gemara is already the Kiddush that we had earlier. That the din of Einish Bo'an ala Karkois, there would be a makom to learn. The Einish Bo'an ala Karkois means you're not going to make a shvua about Karka, which means that if I'm to wear Karka for you, and the shvua is going to be about Karka, you don't swear about Karka. What about a case where I was made of a karka and the shul was going to be about Kalim? I was kofer on Kalim. That's not called you swearing on karka, it's called you swearing on Kalim. Shteita, it's interesting, Rabbah Ber, in Bikr Shmuel Simon Amid Beis, Ois Beis and Baba Kama. It's very interesting, Rabbah Ber, in Bikr Shmuel Simon Amid Beis, Ois Beis and Baba Kama. Because now we're sharing Rabbah Chaim. Rabbah Chaim made a whole trask about this Gemara. Rabbah Chaim says, stating this Gemara, that the mir on karka is not a mir that you don't swear about karka. Okay, it's a miyut that the t'nai hachiv, as Lashon Chaim says, the things that bring to the shvuah, which is the kfira or the hoidah. The kfira or the hoidah. What happens if you have a kfira that's karka or a hoidah that's karka? Moshe, if you have a case over here like here, the hoidah is karka and the kfira is metaltalim. So the actual shvuah is about kalim. The actual shvuah is not about karka. You're not swearing about karka. Chaim points out, the Bochber makes a whole trask about this, that Chaim said, Shteito, that it's not a din that you can't swear a shvua about karka. You can't make a shvua where the mechayvim of the shvua had karka involved in it. And that includes, say whether there's a kfir on karka, say whether there's a peda on karka, even though the actual shvua is not about karka. So the miyot, I mean, it's a gather in the miyot. The miyot is not a miyot in swearing on karka, that this karka is mine. It's swearing, the miyot is a miyot in the t'nai hachiyuv of the shvua. The t'nai hachiyuv is hoidah and kfira. That's the Gemara here. Zokti Gemara Baita. Either way, taimo de kelim be karkos, de karka lak bashua. This din is true when you have kelim and karka. But karka is not something that you swear on, like I just said. Ha, kelim be kelim dumya de kelim be karkos. The Gemara takes on over here that all karka is halach. The Gemara is going to say this in a few lines. We'll see it in a minute inside. The Gemara takes on that karka is always halach. So the Gemara's mashma that the reason why you put it over here because it's karka. You are made in karka. You put it because it's karka. Midriyek mitzad halach. You're not potter, because although every karka is halach. When you moid on karka, it's halach. That's what Porsche Gemara later on. Every time you moid on karka, it's halach. So what are bishops over here? When you moid on karka and kofer b'kelim, you don't swear because your hoidah was in karka. Frek the Gemara, if it's karka anyway, it's halach. So what do you have to come on to the Torah of karka for? Every karka is halach. When you moid on karka, it's halach, as we're going to see in a few minutes. Everything Gemara will know. Hakelim kelim dumi the kelim cross hayv. Hechid ami lav dom the helach because the karka is helach. Shema mina helach hayv. When is kelim dumi the karka? When do I have a similar case? When it's a case of helach. But the helach hakelim kelim nami potter by helach. Really helach is potter. Aye. So what do you have to come on to the case of karkos over here for? Yeah, anyway, potter mitzad the din of helach. The answer is hakamashlo hayv mitzvah kelim hayv b'chol karkos. That's going to teach me a zayt to get in. That if you avoid the mitzvah kelim over there, hayv to sure shuv davenso. So there, you swear even the karkos makom lashon zikin. That's the din of Gilgal Shvuah. That once you swear on A, you swear on B anyway. Tanina, we already learned the Mishnah Zikr and Achas Hashem, Achayas and Achas Hashem. So Achayas Nishavah there, it's a thing called Gilgal Shvua. Achayikr Hasam, Agavro, Nasma, Ikr is this Mishnah that we just quoted. Over there it's Agavrocha, other things. Kitsu, what the Gemara comes out in Maskana is, there's no Raya from here, the Halach. The Gemara want to bring a Raya, the Halach is... They won't want to bring a Raya from over here, the Halach is Chayiv. It's mashma that the Torah is only as karka. If we have kelim doim with the karka with helach, we part of the Gemara says not a raya. Zokti Gemara. Starting now, a very, very interesting sugya. It's a shas sugya. It's a little bit different from what we've seen the last few weeks. There's a little sugya over here which is fascinating, which has huge shas ramifications. It's not about shvuos. But let's finish off today and start today also. Let's finish off first of all the Halach part of it as we're closing in on the end of Halach now, like I said. And then we're going to start today and continue on Sunday by Rechov HaGadol, the famous Machlekes Rambam and Ravid with the Ketzos and the Machan Ephraim, how to learn it, but I want to say the Psicha today. We'll start slowly. Okay, so basically, Rabbi said we'll finish with the Machlekes of Halach. Under the guise of the Sugya of Halach, we learned a lot of things. We learned what the Shuvah by the Mixus is, we learned about Kirishiva Karkaris, we learned about we learned about what Borchusa means. There's a lot of ideas that we walk out of the Sugya over here with, which are very important for your future. Zakti Gemara now, part two of the Gemara. Belamanda Omar Halach Potter. If you hold Halach as Potter, I might Yisrach call the Mute Karkam Shua. Why Bechal? You need to be my Karkam Shua. I want to explain. The Pasuk Pshat of the meat of Karkam Shua is that a guy came over to their Karka and he was made the pot. And he was kaifer pot. Okay, that's the pasuk shot. In fact, the Gemara, when a guy is tevei karka and he's moedan part of the karka and he's kaifer part of the karka, so that's helach. Karka is helach. I want to stop here and say, why is karka called helach? So this is the big question. Why is karka called helach? So Rashi over here says, "Do me the kelim v'karkoyes shekelim shehoid aleim munochim lefaneinu." It's here in front of you. It's the first thing I want to start slowly. The Gemara over here says the fact that every karka is called helach. Therefore, the Gemara is the kasha. What do I need a miyot for karka, which was where the mikvah, right? I came to you and I said, "Give me X amount of karka." He was moida in part of it. He was kaya from part of it. The helach that he was moida is called helach. I want to stop here and talk. First of all, I have two horrors on this Gemara, on the kasha of the Gemara. Horror number one is that it's a riddle. I don't have a teretz to this. Why is karka called helach, by the way? By the way, why is karka called helach? The guy was made to the karka, but he didn't give a teretz to this because karka, you'll agree, doesn't need a kinyan, right? Karka doesn't need a kinyan. If I say that this karka is yours, whatever, I came to you and I said this karka is mine. I said, these two pieces of karka are mine, karka A, karka A, I'm asking B. Now, the minute I agree that A is yours, so it's yours, right? But the Bible has to go make a new Kenyan, I have to go transfer it to you. I can't transfer karka. How do you transfer karka, right? A bike I have to give you, cash I have to give you, karka is it. Bakasha. I wouldn't even use the word take it, it's yours. One second. I said, it's your karka. What was the case? I came to a guy and said, karka A is mine, karka B is mine. The guy said, A is yours and B is not yours. So that's the Gemara, that's Halach. Yeah, that's it. It's a very interesting riddle. What does the Rambam say to such a riddle? Have a riddle in pshat. The Rambam holds that it's not called helach until you actually pay. The Rambam holds it's not called helach until you actually pay, until you actually end the din Torah. That's when the broke out the machlekes of Chiyah Reb Sheshes, right? That's when the broke out the machlekes of Reb Sheshes. We saw yesterday, big raid, that by Mamash and Yechalich, but also it's called helach according to the Rishonim. That's already a broadening of the Rambam. But the baseline Rambam is the helach when I gave it to you. Why only when I give it to you? Because till then, it's not called the Din Torah is over, right? Rabbi Kivega said there's no Din Torah. Maybe he said there's no Din Torah. When is it called the Din Torah is over? When I gave it to you. Fine, slowly. It's a very interesting horror. So why over here is it called I paid you? Although Halach requires a darg of paying, right? Why is it called I paid you? The answer is what I just explained. Karka is called paid, because the minute I say the karka is yours, it's yours. The payment's over. They don't agree, that's Hashem Shah. No, agrees, disagrees. Well, that agrees. That means according to the Rambam, well, the Halach is only if you actually paid. Why is karka called Halach? Because it's called you actually paid. Because if it's your karka, I don't have to do an act of payment. That's called it's paid automatically, right? The minute I say it's yours, it's yours. There's no transfer that needs to be done. After any act of payment, correct? It's your karka, it's your karka. It's an interesting riddle. The Pnei Shua tied that when you actually pay, there's no machlekes or chiyar avsheshes. You had the kasha part? Who else is asking? Did you ask me? Hazi, he's a guy. Yeah? Yeah, Maisa? I'm asking a riddle. According to the Rambam, nothing's called halach until you pay. If you didn't pay, then go. What's it? After that, karka's called paid. But if that's true, so then, according to Pnei Yeshua said that when you actually pay, there's no machlekes of chiyar avsheshes. The Gemara over here says on the bottom that when you have kelim dumi de karkois, it's machlekes of chiyar avsheshes. The Gemara wants to bring a raya and that the halach is chayiv. In which case, in a case where it's halach dik on a level of karka, kelim dumi de karkois, I have a question. Karka is called, it's paid or it's not paid? If karka is called, it's paid. So how could the Gemara say over here, it's machlekes of chiyar avsheshes? So Pnei Yeshua says that when you pay, actually, there's no machlekes. There's only machlekes in the case of Rashi, but he didn't pay yet. It's called makom shehem. Land is not the makom shehem. Land is not yours. I don't have to do my sakinya, but the money, it's true that it's yours. We have to come take it. Land I don't have to take. The minute you say it's mine, it's mine. I can't hear you. Now, I know that, but I'm asking a word in Baal Batashkeit. Land is called paid or not? Like the Rambam, it has to be that it's called paid, because it's not called paid, it's not called Halef Lachal. And according to Bnei Yeshua, it can't be that it's called paid, because if it's called paid, then there's no Machlekes of Chiyar Avsheshes. I'm just pointing out an interesting Zach. Land is called, I paid it already, or it's not called, I paid it already? The Pashtus is like the Rambam, by the way, that it's called, I paid. Why shouldn't it be called, you paid it? What's the difference if I take cash out of my pocket and give it, and I say, here, it's your land, what more needs to be done? No, it's not as if you paid. Over here, you paid it. You gave the guy the land back. I don't think if I say this is your land, what needs more to be done? The only reason why I need a payment is when I didn't take it out of my pocket and give it to you. But over here, this is, by the way, the best payment that could be. It's better than cash. Even by cash, you took the money and you paid it. Here, I said it's your land. The ball game is over. There's nothing more that needs to be done. It's about that the Rambam Lachair is correct. That such a level is called get paid already. No? According to Pnei Yeshua, how can it be a machlekes over here? This is 1,000 times better. By the way, this is 1,000 times better than paying cash. When you pay cash, you take the money out of your pocket, and then you end it entire over here. That you tell me, this is my land. I say, it's your land. The story's over. So how could there be a machlekes of chiyar avsheshes in such a case? So I could ask the kasha, by the way, without the Rambam. I could ask the kasha, why is the machlekes of chiyar avsheshes? This is the ultimate payment, by the way. This is better than taking cash out of my pocket. If I take cash out of my pocket, I'm doing an exterior act. I'm taking strange cash, and I'm giving you the cash. Over here, I'm not giving you the cash. I'm saying it's your land. Finished. That means what I'm really saying is there's no din Torah over here. By the way, the ultimate case of no din Torah is my land. The guy says, this is my land. I say, it's your land. Well, what more needs to be done? You need to pick it up. You need to take a key. What do you need to do? So it's your land, Vakasha. But I'm proving more than that. I'm proving it has to be like that. Because the Rambam holds that nothing is called halach until you actually pay. The territory is land is called payment. So then how could you more say in the bottle of Fidei Pnei Yeshua? That's Machlekes by the case. By the way, this is a very, very, very stark riot to the Rambam. I'm not just coming to say Pnei Yeshua was wrong. It's a very, very stark riot to the Rambam. It's going to get to the Pshat of the Sugya, not the Lomdos of the Sugya. It's a very stark riot to the Rambam that even in a case where you paid Mamish, and like I said, this is the ultimate payment, still it's what do you call it? It's still called Helich, and there's still a Machlekes about it. I mean, the Machlekes is not whether it's called paid. I'm being a big riot to big raid in the Sugya. Machlekes is not whether it's called paid, but land, you can't say it's not paid, it's paid. It's his land. Machlekes is, like we said yesterday, whether such a thing takes off the din of what do you call it? Whether such a thing takes off the din of Medina Mikta. That's very interesting. I'm bringing a very, very stark Araya to the Rambam in this Gemara over here. That's all I'm saying. Okay? I can't hear. What? You're not giving the karka, that's what I'm saying. But it's not less than paying cash. I'm asking a question to pay sure. That's what I'm saying. It's not less than paying cash, okay? That's all I'm saying. It's not less than paying cash. Okay. I didn't know what I said. I'm not collecting anything. I said it was your karka. You know what happened? I said it's your karka. What we're done. This is the ultimate case of Sila Kataina, by the way. You can't get a better case than this, by the way. Okay? It's like a Pikadin. It's even more than a Pikadin, by the way. This is the ultimate case, because Pikadin, it's true that it's your bike. You have to come take the bike. Okay, right now it's by me. Land is not by me. The minute I say it's yours, it's yours. You don't have to vacate anything, by the way. You can stay there. That's okay. It's your land. We're not talking about who's living there. You don't have to vacate anything. You're missing your technicalities. You don't have to come up with anything. You can't stop at all, by the way. You're not going to stop. You're a moida. And if you'll stop, I'll call the, what do you call it? I'll call the, what do you call it? The police.
Where's the character's yours?
No, that's not true. But once I'm moida, the payment's over. You want to go do a new act of Geneva tomorrow, you could. But right now, the story's over. If you want to stop me tomorrow, there'll be a new act of Geneva. But right now, the land is mine. There's nothing more that's lacking. Right now, there's nothing that's lacking. That's all. I don't need any other action to take place. It's also a riot to the whole Rambam Shita and the whole Sugya. What the Sugya is about. The Sugya is about not whether it's cool you got paid. The Sugya is whether paying helps. I thought it was a very stark riot. I don't think it's negotiable here. One more kasha on this piece before we launch into the big Sugya is a famous kasha of the Nachas Dovid, which I'm sure you all had. Have a Murray to Kakasha. Listen to this kasha. I'm sure you all thought of the kasha, but the cover Hanukkah, I'll just say it over. Tomorrow says, what do you need to be on karka for? Every case of karka is automatically when you're moid on karka, right? When you're moid on karka, it's halach. I have a case where you're moid on karka, it's not halach. I have a case where you're moid on karka, and it's not halach. Can I give you a case? I have a case where you're moid on karka, it's not halach. What do you say? Without a shtar, why do you say shtar for? If you have a shtar, it's called halach, so it's not a kasha. I have a case. No, say better. No. Yeah, who said that? Who said you put the raisa? Oh, very good. Yeah. Have a case. If you hold you put the raisa, so she put the raisa is karka. I admitted that there's a shiva, but there's no halach here because this land's not by me. Actually, I apologize. Take it back because it's not your land. What's the case of shibud d'oraisa? We're not arguing about a piece of land. We're arguing about a what? A chayiv. And shibud d'oraisa allows you to go collect land from where? From wherever you can. And that's called karka, correct? For shigmor beforehand. So I have a case. So you want to know where the case of Moed Mixas is? I'll tell you the story. I went to a guy and said, you owe me $1,000. He admitted $500. And it's shibud d'oraisa. So it's kriya shibud kakoyis. Remember the Rosh and Taisis made a rukimta that the only time we have a shu is where? So you're moichel, now we go. Yes, me. And when do I need a beit for? When do I need a beit for? I need a beit. When shibud kakoyis? Over there. There's no problem with halach. Huh? Another kasha? I said the tepel also. I don't have a teretz on this kasha, by the way. I'm working a simple case. I went to the guy and said, owe me $1,000. He admitted $500. And he had land. And there's a shibud d'oraisa. There's no halach, by the way. Because the land's not yours, it's my land. I didn't give the land yet, I didn't offer the pay yet, right? It's not halach, I didn't say halach, well. Or if I don't have land, it's Bala Kuchas, for example, okay? The Sama says, it's not your land. It's not your land, Bichal, so it's not automatically halach. I didn't give it to you, I didn't pay it to you, I didn't give it to my land. I didn't offer the pay you yet. So I have a simple case where there's a man on karka. I go to a guy and say, you owe me $1,000. I didn't go to a guy and say, that land is mine. When I say that land is mine, and you say, yeah, that's called halach. I go to the guy and say, I owe me $1,000. He admits $500. Shibud is d'oraisa. And it's not halach, because I didn't agree to give you the land. I didn't say the land is yours. And it's shibud is d'oraisa. So you need a beit for karka. According to the Ramban, the Kasha Shver, what the Ramban say? That when you're moedi, you're not going to collect from lakuchos, you're not going to collect from karka. It's not called the shibud karka, right? According to the Ramban, when is it called the shibud karka? Only in one case. When is it called the shibud karka? Only when there's a shtar. Now, if there's a shtar, it's anyway halach. Yedachap. So, according to Rabbi, I don't have a kasha. You don't have a case of karka where it's not halach. Because the only case where you collect from karka is when there's a shtar. When there's a shtar, it's anyway halach. The Gemara said every shtar is called halach for different reasons, okay? For two reasons, for sure. But, according to the guy who's halach, is potter, correct? But if you're like the Rosh, who holds that as long as you have a theoretical shibud, even without a practical shibud, it's called karka. So I have a simple case where I need the pasuk to go be my karka. Where I said, you owe me $1,000, you made the $500, and the $500 creates a shibud karkos. It's not halach, by the way, because you didn't give me the land yet. You didn't offer to pay the land yet. You don't plan to pay the land yet. You just admitted it. Over there, you need a piyut. It's a moedah kakasha. Everything Gemara, tutor wrote some. Listen carefully, what I'm saying now, is that moedah kakasha? It's a moedah kakasha, no? That's a moedah kakasha. It's around the Gemara. Yeah, why not? For us, Nish. Why not get involved in Shibud d'oraisa, Shibud d'oraisa? What? two great terutzim, but one of them is one of the biggest machlekes Rishayim that ever existed in Klal Yisrael. And the other one's a Deichik. Yeah, simple teretz, I'm saying you. You have a simple teretz. You have a simple case of karka. I'm saying you have a case of karka where it's not halach. They said, have a case of karka. We're not halach. Both terutz and madechikim, by the way, as we're going to see. Have a simple case of karka. We're not halach. What's the problem? Okay. Sakti Gemara. So let's ignore this kasha of Nachas David. Let's ignore this big kasha on the Bnei Yeshua. Let's focus on what the Gemara asked. The Gemara said, if you hold a Helichas Potter, right, Rav Sheshes, so every time you're made the karka, I come to you and I say, the classic case of Rebbe, the classic case of the Pasuk case, I was to veya two karkas, meaning the mine, and you said one's yours, one not, it's Helichas. So the Gemara brings two cases where it's not. What are the two cases? Two cases. One case is, Amal Chol Yisrach. I'll come back to that in a second. Inami hechad the ton of kelim v'karkos v'hoyde v'kelim v'kafu v'karkos. Nachem, the Gemara says the case of the mere karkos is not when you were moed on karkos. When you moed at the karkos, well, that's called helich. So, but the case where you were moed on kelim, when you're kafu v'karkos, that's where there's a mere on karkos, and that's when I need a case of the mere. Atkan, the story. We're going to focus now the next 2 days on the first teretz of the Gemara. We're going to branch into Big Shastrei over here, which is very, very interesting and very, very important. Listen carefully. The Gemara in the first teretz was looking for a case. How do I have a case that I was tevei karka for you, not karka and kalem? How do I have a case that I was tevei karka for you, not karka and kalem? And yet, see, that means you were moedin karka. The Gemara's second teretz is I was moedin kalem and covering the karka. But the Gemara's first teretz is I was tying karka. You moedin karka and kevim a karka. So I was moedin karka and kevim a karka. So where do you have a case of, what do you call it? There are four pshatim in how to understand this. Gemara, we're going to start the proceedings with a famous kasha that the Tosfos Rosh brings down, Hashem Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah starts off and says, I don't understand the Gemara's teretz. What happened over here? What's the story over here? I come to the guy, I'm Tevei Karka. So the guy's Moida. I was looking for a case. Where's a case where you're moida in karka and it's not hell, correct? The Gemara says, I was moida that the karka is yours, but I was chayv for bavshim waris. I repeat, I was moida that I was moida that the karka is yours, but I was chayv for bavshim waris. I did damage to the karka. Okay, that's the case. Again, Moritz Akasha says, where do you have a case of Haidoi in Karka? Where do you have a case of Haidoi in Karka where it's not Helich? If it's Haidoi in Karka, here the Karka is yours. So Moritz says, I was made in the Karka, but I was faithful by Yosef Moritz. I did damage to the Karka. I did $100 damage to the Karka, okay? Check the Helich Ataisa Zarosh, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah. He doesn't understand. Hiksha Rabbeinu Yonah, Kati, Kol Haidoi Karka Helichu. If you make kokoch and create a lot of halach, who handles yours with alpul? Yes, a painful kasha. This kasha is the zach, which is the mahalach of all the shittas of Rishonim that we're going to discuss slowly. In fact, second, I don't know what you gain. What do you gain over here? I come to you and I say the karka is mine. So the guy admits the karka is mine. Slowly. The guy admits the karka is yours. No, boss. Those boris sichamaris. I did $100 worth of damage. Says the Helik Atayis of Rosh Hashanah Ben Yonah, let's make a split. On the land itself, Selach, because it's the same, whether or not you did damage to the land, but there's land here, right? It's your land. I'm saying it's your land, take it. So if we're handling the land is still Helik. In other words, the Helik of the Hidah that's negated to the land is still called Helik. That's Helik. Elmai, you were made $100 worth of damage. Affected to Rabbeinu Yonah, Lom de Shavar, that $100 worth of damage that you were made, it's not helich because it's cash, but it's also not karka, it's money. You're looking for a case when you're made in karka and it's not helich. So what did Mora say? I was made that the land is yours, but I did damage of $100. Affected Rabbeinu Yonah, you still don't have a case where you were made in karka that's not helich. Because the chelik that you told the guy, this is your land, so he gets it back. It's his land, right? It's a damaged land, so what? Yeah, take your land back. I added damage to it, that's Baba Kama. Baba Kama, $100? I'll give you $100. And the $100 is not helich. So, Mamanashach, we have a case of Hoido and Karka that's not helich. If it's beside the case of the land, even if you did Baruch Sihoros, the land is still the land. The land is helich still. All of the money. The money is not Helich, but the money is not Karka either. We need to find a case where your Moida on Karka and the Hidah on Karka is not Helich. That you didn't find me. Because the Hidah on Karka over here is lighter. The Hidon Karka over here is weiter a case of Tzelech. The Karka is Kamoish Yehu. You're right, it has boiras, it has pits, it has potholes, and it was damaged. But I'm telling you, take your Karka back. Is if you're looking for a case of Hidon on Karka that's not Halach, you need to find me a case of Hidon that's Karka, it's not Halach. This Karka is Halach. Elamai, I was also made the money. The money is cash, the money is metal to them. It's not Halach. If the Gemara is looking for a case where the Hidal was on Karka, where the Hidal was on Karka, because we're talking about a case where the Kfir was on Karka, the Hidal was on Karka, you're looking for a case where the Hidal was on Karka? What did you get by saying that he was made into a field that got damaged? The case of the part of the field that the Karka is like the Hilach. See, you find me a case of Karka. The part that you're made about the money is not Hilach, but it's not Karka. That means you either have a case of Metaltal and not Hilach or Karka, Hilach. But where do you have a case of Karka that's not Hilach? I think the Tzai, what did you gain? Ever the Tzai Rosh, then a Nachanami. Mitzad the Hido, either the Karka is Halach or it's not Karka. So then where do I need the Mir of Karka for? It's Tzai Halach. The Tzai is because you were made on the money and the money is not Halach. If I was made on the money and the money is not Halach, why Karka my potter? Because I was Kafer on other Karka. Besides the Karka that I was made that I made potholes in, there's other Karka that I was Kafer in Gansin. I didn't say it's yours. I'll tell me, so why in the end of the day am I potter? I'm not potter mitzad hoido on karka, because hoido on karka is halach. So why am I potter over here? Because I was kaifer on karka. And I was moid on what? I was moid on money of the damage, and I was kaifer on the other karka that I wasn't moid in. I'll tell me, so why are you potter at the end of the day? There's a hoido on money, there's a hoido on cash. The answer is, because I was kaifer on karka. Pick the taste first, that's the other teretz of the Gemara. What's the next teretz of the Gemara? What's the next teretz of the Gemara? I was moid of the Kalim. And I was kafer for karka, so that's exactly the case over here. I was made in the money that I owe you, and I was kafer on the other piece of land. So that's the case of Rosh and Nachanami. They're very similar to Rosh. Just the first teretz was talking about a case where I demanded karka for you, I didn't demand kela for you. That means when I demanded karka from you, I found the case that I was made in money, the damage, and I was kafer for the karka. That means both teretzim are the same cases. The case where I need a pasuk, that means both teretzim hold, says the case of Rosh. You can't have a case of made in karka that's not halach. Moid in karka is always halach. I said, what are you a pasuk for? When you're kafer in karka. How do you have a case you were kafer in karka? You have one of two cases. Either I was kafer in karka and I was moid in the money of the damage of the first part of the field, or I was kafer in karka and I was moid in the kalim. But at the end of the day, you're chayiv v'shvua, you're potter because of kfir b'karka, not because of hadar b'karka, because every hadar b'karka is halach. So what the Gemara gained by giving this case? The Gemara wanted to keep a case where I wasn't tevei you kalim b'chlal. I was tevei you karka and karka. So how do I have a case of moida? I was moida to the $100. That means you were tevei me karka. You were today me karka. I was made to $100 of damage, and I was kafer on the other piece of land that I don't know you at all, and that's how I have a case of kafer for karka. Inami, another teretz is, I was made to be kalim, and I was kafer for karka. No, this is a case. You sometimes what I'm saying? No, yeah, it's a different case. That's all. The Gemara was looking at the positive to be talking about a uniform case where I was today a karka. That's all. The Gemara was, what? The Gemara says it's two different kimtas. This is a case like a complicated kimta. Where the word is, it was chayfer and a whole balagat. It was two different cases. That's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is today and Sunday, and I want to give an introduction now to Sunday. Listen carefully now, okay? We're going to touch now at a very shver azach. The Gemara is the kasha and said, how do you have a pasuk where moed and mikzas a karka? Every time you moed in karka is halos. So I said, I have a case where you moed in a karka, it wasn't halos. Where's that? Where I did damage to the field. In fact, the halakha tais rosh, then you weren't moid, then the karka is halakha, and the money is not metal. Where do you have a case of moid in karka? Says tais rosh anachanami. Tais rosh says, when you're moid in karka, it's always halakha. And the money over here is not called karka, it's called money. That's the reason why I think more about the terrorists, like I just said. Atkan. So I don't have a case where you're moid in karka is not halakha. Because the only time when it's not called halach is when there's money involved. When there's money involved, the money is not called karka. I want them to take out the lumdus, what happened over here. The Gemara is the kash, when do you have a case where you're moide in karka that's not halach? The Gemara says, right, dark holes. Why is it not called halach? The karka is still called halach. The answer is right, but the money is not called halach. And the Tzai says, the money is not called karka. Nachami. So what's the meat on the meat? It's on the kfir of the karka, on the other karka that was kafir in Gansin. But enough, Nami, what I wanted to extract out of the lumdus of the Tzai Rosh is that A, every time you moide in karka, even if you made holes in it, that's called halach, that's called you paid. And the money that you need to fix the field is not called karka. At kedikach, the Tzeis Rosh is the kasha. We do have a case of chayda b'karka. What are you called? The karka is still helig. The money is metaltalim. The money is the main nezik. He says the nocharami. He says you're right. The karka is helig. You never have a case of chayda b'karka that's not helig. We're talking about a case that you were made in the money. The money is metaltalim. I said why are you potter? Because the kfiru was the karka. Because you were paying for a different mizlim. I was to bear you two karkas, A and B. On A, I was moida, to put it. I was to bear you A, and A, you were moida that it's his karka, and you also moida that you did damage to it. So if it's not the karka, it's karka and it's halif. That doesn't interest us. If it's not the money, it's money. I, so why you part of taka? Because you were paid for the karka and the land B. It's included in it, what? Why not? So if I'm damaged, I owe you money. I'll pay the money back, but the land is still yours. The same, so the Tejma said like that, it's called your land, it didn't undergo a change, you didn't steal the land, in Karka and Exalus, it's your land, I'll owe you money, I'll pay you the money. But the money that I'll pay you is Mominus. Azei Shtei in Tejma Rosh, one second, Tejma in Tejma Rosh. There's a very interesting rabbit over here in the Shita number two. The rabbit says, what do you gain by answering that I did damage to the land? The land is Helich, it's Aita Helich, the money is Metaltum. Again, we're looking for a case where Karka, I was made in Karka and the Karka was Helich. By the way, you realize this Rosh fundamentally says, "Shemir, yeah, there is no such case." I want to make that clear. There's no such case because the karka is always halach, and the money is with aldolim. I said, "What's the more answer?" He says, "Well, Latushka, you were okay for all the land." Okay. The rabbi argues. The rabbi says no. The rabbi says an unbelievable zach. I wonder what the Elam says. The rabbi says that it depends. So the rabbi, it depends what you came to the guy and said. The guy says, "My land, mine," and you made holes in it. If you asked him to pay money for the damage, says the rabbi, if you asked him for cash, then the Iranian is right. The land is halach, here's the land. And the damage is money, so it's without them. So you don't have a case of karka halach. The rabbi of his says, Mabel Tikazach, there's another way of telling the guy, I'm not demanding money from you. I'm demanding you to take a dump truck and fill up the boroughs and sikh the boroughs. Yeah? Fill up the earth, fix the land. The guy says, okay, I agree with you, I'll fix the land. Says the rabbi that when my tithe is used to fix the land and not to pay me cash, that's called haidah and karka. It's not called halach because you didn't bring the dump trucks in. Yeah, Maisa? The Gemara was looking for a case of karka with halach. Excuse me, karka without halach. Haidah in karka without halach. So the Gemara said, I have a case where I did damage to the land. In fact, the Tzeis Rosh, you didn't find me a case of karka without halach. The karka is still halach and the money is not karka. Says that's Rosh Hashanah. We didn't find the case. What the Gemara meant to answer was that Haidah is on money and the Kfir is on the Karka. I didn't find the case of Haidah and Karka. Haidah and Karka is always Helach. Haidah and Karka is always Helach. So what's the Kiddush? The Kiddush is, but you also made in money. If you made in money, why Taka, don't you swear? Because there was a Kfir on a different piece of land on land B where I was going for Gansan. Staying in the Tzeis Rosh, that if I do damage to somebody's land, the Tfir of the money for the damage is always what? Is always what? What's the tefiyah in Lomdus? The tefiyah is called the tefiyah on what? On money. And the haidah is haidah on money. The rabbi comes along and says, no, it depends. I can have a case where I was meida in karka, and it's still not called halach. How can you have a case of karka? Says the rabbi, it depends what you came to tell me. I was a weird rabbi. If I demand for you money for the fixing, that means I'm going to fix it myself, or better than that, I'm not going to fix it, but the land went down in value, so you will mazik my field, $100 damage. So then that's called money. That's not called haidah on karka. However, what happens if I come to you and I say that what? If I come to you and I say, fill it up. What happens if I come to you and I say, fill it up? So then my tfiyah is fix the field. That's called the tfiyah on karka. And then if I come to you on a tfiyah and fix the field, so then the din's going to be what? That's called the tfiyah on karka. That's called the tfiyah on karka and there's no halach. That's Shita number two.
Yana doesn't agree with that,
although he would have answered that. Theoretically, you could be right, but it might be at the end of the day. Slowly. Shita number three is what he said before, a very evil. Rashi's not mashing like either shot. What does Rashi say? The Lav Helechu Sharei Kokolo. What does Rashi say? So the Rashi? Lav Helechu. Shari Kokula, you ruined the field. Rashi doesn't say like the shot of a rainy, you know, Hopachkarai. He doesn't say like the shot of the Ravid. Rashi's a Shari Kokula. Zakti Vimagash over here in Shita. It's talking to me, Rakash, over here in Shita, that the reason why the land is not Helech is because when I do damage to the land, that's not the land that I gave you. I gave you a land that was a healthy land. You're giving me back a damaged land. You can't say Helech on a land and say, hey, take it back, when the land's not in the state that it was, because it's not the same land. And the Rakash, Shat Lecher is the closest to Rashi. Shari Kokola, you can't say Helech on the land, because the land's not in the shape it was when I gave it to you. I say Shtay in the Rimagash, I stir up Shat in the Gemara. Now the Rimagash Pshat in the Gemara is the most exciting shot. The Gemara Sakasha said every time you maida on karka, it's not Helech. The Gemara says it's not Helech, because it's damage to the field. All these other pshat about big patch karayas, according to Teisa Rosh, it's still called Helech on the karka. There's another $100 involved in the picture. There's another $100 involved in the picture where over there the Chiddush is in the Chinami. There's no case of moida on karka, it's not Helech. It's about the money. According to the Rabbi, it's even worse, making it a kimta, okay, with a dump truck and hina hair back and forth. Rabbi Weibo over here before said, the Pashtun is like the Rimagash. The Pashtun is not like the Rimagash. What does it mean it's not your field? The field doesn't belong to me? I understand. What's left of the field doesn't belong to me? What do you mean it's not in the same shape? What does that mean? It's an emotional tiny thing. It's very nice, but why? Who cares? What? I didn't know what he's saying. It's not my land? Who owns the land? Say it's your land. Say it's all your money. I'm giving you the land back. Here's your land. Take your land back. I'm not taking it back, by the way. You're saying it's your land. I'm saying it's your land. You have a tiny fee. I can ask you a question. Let's say I would have a land and you would some go do damage, which is the case of the Ramah. We'll see in a second. You would also say that? No. So that's what happened over here. It was my land the whole time. You're admitting it's my land. So what do you mean? What do you mean it's not Helech? Well, why not? Why is it not called Helech? I don't say the Rimagash. Shai Kyokol, the Rimagash's lashon in the Shita is that the land's not in the same shape that it was when you took it, quote unquote. What does that mean? But it's not Helech. Why is it called Helech? The land is yours. Halei, if the land would have been now, this brings us, and this is the Psicha now to Sunday, okay? Please take out the sheets that I gave you today. The Rambam learns the Gemara differently, and this Rambam set off one of the great controversies in Shas. Look inside the Rambam, okay? V'chein, I'm in the middle of Ois Beis over here, Perakei Halacha Beis. Can we learn the Rambam inside together? Just, what did I say? This is just an introduction for Sunday. Sunday is a huge raid. You want to most of the day? No. V'chein, look inside. Have to pay. The Rambam says, this is the story. Listening? I went to a guy and I said, you know, this is my field. I want them to realize the shocking nature of this Rambam. The Rambam obviously learned our Gemara differently. Up till now we spoke about where my taina was, hey, you took my land. So the guy admitted, yes, it's your land, take it back. But this Baruch Sikhamaris, we're trying to understand whether that extra $100 is called land, it's called, what are you called? The Rambam takes us by the throat, and the Rambam says, I'm worried to the case. Listen to the case. I don't go to a guy and say, you stole my land. I go to a guy and say, you did damage to my land. I have a land. I didn't say he took the land. I'll tell you the story, by the way. I like to say stories. I go to a guy and I say that, I go to a guy and I say, I have a piece of land. On Sunday, you drove through the land with your tractor and you ruined my field. And on Tuesday, you drove through the field, you were my field. I'm not saying you took the land. I'm not saying you took the land. It's my land. You drove with a tractor on Sunday and did $100 worth of damage. You drove with a tractor on Tuesday, did another $100 worth of damage. A sum total of $200. The guy admits, I did it what? I did $100 worth of damage on Sunday. $100. Says the Rambam, you don't swear. The only swear Shmuel says. Why don't you swear, by the way? Why don't you swear? Why don't you swear? My rabbi said, why don't you swear? Why don't you swear? Why don't you swear? What are you going to tell me? It's karka? Let's see. According to the Rabbeinu Yehuda, it's called karka? According to the Rabbeinu Yehuda, it's called karka? Yes or no? Of course not. According to the Rabbeinu Yehuda, when I come to you and I say you stole my land and you did damage, the money's not called karka. Only the karka is called karka. The money's called the taltalim. So why in the world are Yisrael here? By the way, what am I demanding from you? $100. Elamai say the Ravid. I demanded you to fix the field. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam doesn't say I demand you to fix it. By the way, the Ravid asks, but she tells her. You see how beautiful the Ravid in the sheet and the Ravid over here is? Look at the Ravid, what he asks. What does the Ravid ask on the spot over there? Look inside the printout. Suck the Ravid. Near in Dvarim, she told me the Malos HaChafiris. I asked the guy to bring a dump truck and fill it up. But if I ask you to pay off the damage that you did, the downgrade, the depreciation, like a guy says, you hit me twice, and I admit it once. That is the Ravid Lashitasa. This is the Ravid by us who says this very strange shot that it depends what you were today. Were you today earth or were you today money? Is that interesting? But the Rambam says, a third Chita, I didn't ask you for land and I didn't ask you for earth. I told you you owe me $100, $200. You admitted $100. Says the Rambam, are you potter? $1 million question is, why are you potter? It's karka, what karka, when karka, how karka? I didn't ask you for a dump truck. Staying this Rambam, the Rambam holds the potter because it's called karka. Why is it called karka? Because a story involved karka? Really? What does that mean? Because you did damage to karka? What's the shot here? So you all know that this opens us up to the famous Hakir of the Machan Ephraim. Machan Ephraim Tainid, this is how the Velt approached it. We'll expand greatly on Sunday, but I want to give you Caleb. You all know that the Machan Ephraim and Hilchot Niske Mamon, I think some Inveys, cleared a famous Shaila. It's been Aleph, some Inveys. He cleared a famous Shaila. Whenever I go to somebody broke my window. Okay? My tefillah on him is to fix the window, or my tefillah on him is to pay me the financial damage that it caused me. Also, what's the classic nafka mina the Machan Ephraim brings? What's the classic Machan Ephraim brings on this chakira? What? Price change. I went ahead. A guy went ahead and broke my window, and the value of my land went down $100 because of the broken window. So he did me damage of $100. Now, Lamaiso, when he goes ahead and fixes the window, the price of glass went down. Okay, I'll give a simpler case because I don't want to do depreciation on the whole building. We'll talk about a case where a guy broke my table. He broke a table, and the damage that he did was $5 because it was a $5 table. Goes by a week, and he can go give me a new table that's worth $4. Could he do that? Or he has to pay me $5. How much does he owe me? And the Machan Ephraim is titled in the famous Hakira. In the whole Baba Kama Dika Hakira, what's the chiyav of Nizakin? The chiyav is to fix the damage, or the chiyav is to pay for the financial damage? This is the psicha to the Rambam here. It's a psicha. It's only a psicha. The Rambam over here says a startling thing. The Rambam learned pshat in Al Gemara that the case where a guy is moida on karka where there's no heluch. By the way, the Rambam takes the Gemara literally. The chof of psicha Gemara is not that I dug holes in the land that I was moida that it's yours. Not that I was dug holes in the land that I was moida that it was yours. He says it simply. You dug holes. What does digging holes have to do with land? There's no Hidon land here. No, that's called the Hidon land. Why is that called the Hidon land? I didn't demand you give me the land back. I demanded you money to fix the potholes. The answer to the Rambam holds that demanding a guy to fix potholes is called karka. Why? You ask the guy to fill in the earth, you ask the guy for money. The teretz is, this is a psicha that the Machan Ephraim Tainis, that every time I ask a guy for money for Nezakin, I'm not asking for the financial loss that my pocket lost money. I'm asking you to fix the damage. And if you belt, I'm asking you to fix the damage, and the damage was to the karka. That's called the tefillah on karka. Can you believe it? Can you believe what the Rambam took out of this Gemara? Because the Rambam didn't want to learn all these convoluted pshatim that I asked for the earth, or the hidos and the money, and then the karka's hidelech, all the kashas. The Rambam learned the Gemara differently. The Rambam read the Gemara differently. Not the pshat is that you were moided that the land is mine and you dug holes. You might that you dug a hole because the tefillah wasn't about land. The tefillah was about carcass. And then there's a big riddle over here. What do you mean it's about carcass? Not about carcass. I didn't ask you for carcass. You didn't answer me carcass. I asked you for money because you cost me $100 of damage. Where's their carcass involved? But the Rambam brought a raya to his mechudish digadin from this. The psicha to understand such a Rambam, like I said, is based on the psicha is based on this Machan Ephraim. We have to delve into. We're talking about this Marachov outside. I just want to give you the food of thought. I'm going to give you a second. What? Rabbeinu Yoni for sure holds on like that. No, Rabbeinu Yoni didn't say anything. Rabbeinu Yoni says for double portion that the damage is called money. Rabbeinu Yoni didn't say anything. He just made a special kind of Gemara, that's all. Okay? Rabbeinu Yoni said nothing. The Ravid is the one who says that it's not called karka until they ask you to fill it up with earth, which we'll talk about on Sunday, Beit Hashem. The other one's question and answer tonight? Anybody's going to come?